This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So before we start, I have to ask if you heard about this. Friends are going to celebrate their 25th anniversary by showing 12 episodes at the movie theaters. Are you going to go?
So I have heard a little bit about this, and I guess I don't know enough information. Is it like 12 previously unreleased ones, or did they get back together and make new episodes? Because if they made 12 episodes, absolutely not. It's going to destroy my perception of what they were on the show.
But don't you think it would be better? I mean, you get to have the popcorn, you get the candy, you can have your friends sitting next to you. It's on a huge screen, but I do think it's only just 12
episodes. They're going to be old and sad, and their faces had so much plastic surgery. Just like, they're not the same. And if they still try to be like the characters of old, always like hitting on girls like a third of his, like that's uncomfortable to watch. So I don't know. They also just like a pop-up thing in New York where they like recreated Central Perk and like all these yuppies put their Instagram photos and stuff. And I don't know. I mean, as much as I love Friends, sometimes you just want the memories inside the brain. You don't need to like relive a lot of this, you know?
Oh, just read it. They're going to be digitally remastered episodes, but I don't know what episodes.
Okay. That changes a lot of stuff. That sounds pretty exciting. Yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued. When's this happen?
Okay, so let me see. Scrolling through, it says September 23rd, September 28th, and October 2nd.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Wow. Okay. I'm stoked. Yeah. I mean, if they're old episodes that you just never released, like, yeah, we camp inside the theater, and I'll be the first one in there for sure.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Justin's going to be there. You're going to be rubbing shoulders with him, possibly, at the premieres.
Yeah, what's up?
All right, jumping to the Google Trends, what we get for number five?
A bit of a scary trend, honestly. It's Four Loko seltzer, and obviously everybody knows what Four Lokos are, but they're like the really like high alcohol content drinks that used to have a bunch of caffeine in them, and then they took the caffeine out because like that was way too insane to be like having tons of caffeine and alcohol, but now they've thrown their hat in the hard seltzer game, so think of like White Claw and Truly type of competitor. But whereas the White Claws and the Trulys have about 5% alcohol, this Four Loko hard seltzer is going to have 14% alcohol. That's insane, especially if you're drinking a hard seltzer that tastes like water anyways. I mean, 14%, no joke, people are going to be getting turned.
Man, that's crazy. So it's now an official malt liquor, right? Like, they teetered on the line before that it wasn't a malt liquor. Now it's a malt liquor, right?
Totally, totally. I mean, I'm almost a little bit jealous I'm not in college anymore because, man, Four Loko times were good times. And now with the hard seltzer, 14%, you're getting hydrated, not as many calories. I don't know, it's a good party drink, I guess, if you're having it. But I don't know, 14%, they got to slap a label on those bad boys because people are not going to realize that. And all of a sudden, they're going to be like, oh, it's next Tuesday. What happened?
I would just go get vodka. Like, just drink vodka out the bottle if we're going to play this game. Let's do it right.
Totally. I mean, the next iteration of Four Loko, yeah, it's just going to be straight up vodka with a couple of drops of water in it or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. That's really going to get you on your butt. But good luck to anybody who's drinking that.
Godspeed.
What we get for number four?
We got left-handed day, so shout out to all left-handers out there. It was past Tuesday, and it was a day to celebrate them. You know, we had a lot of presidents that were left-handed. Bill Clinton, George Bush, Gerald Ford, Barack Obama, Ronald Reagan. Even though he wrote with his right hand, they still consider him a left-hand. I don't know. Left-hander, I don't know. So that more than 20% of the Apollo astronauts were lefties. What's up? Interesting, they found that some study that found like orthopedic surgeons, libraries, mathematicians, mostly right-handed, but attorneys, architects, musicians, artists, mostly left-handed. So it's interesting, I'm right-handed. I can't imagine doing anything with my left. just such a weird concept. But yeah, I don't know. Congrats to all left-handers.
Yeah, they seem to do better. Did you say Oprah Winfrey? Wasn't she left-handed?
I don't know. Maybe. I didn't say her, but I did not say her either. Who knows?
Well,
man, I just feel like all the really smart kids in high school and college that were like really, they had like really good handwriting and like took really good notes, they were all left-handed. So what's up?
Right. I was just thinking the same thing. Like, left-handed people are really famous, or are they famous because they're left-handed? Ooh.
Yeah, maybe they have that chip on their shoulder. Also, it sucked to take notes because they'd be writing, like if they had pen, they'd be writing over what they had just written, or they'd be writing and then their hand would slide over what they had just written. So they were always like smearing their stuff. I wasn't envious of that.
Don't they have to buy special paper if they wanted to, so the spiral edge isn't on that side? Because that's so uncomfortable looking, right?
Yeah, no, totally. Oh, also, speaking of friends, there's a funny scene when Phoebe like grabs the phone and she's like, "Yeah, I need to call my mom. I need to ask her a left-handed cooking question." So I don't know. Maybe that means that Phoebe's left-handed as well. What's up?
And very successful, Phoebe was.
Totally. Look at her go.
What do we get for number three, Justin?
We've got the Perseid meteor shower, and that reached its peak this past week. So unfortunately, we missed the boat on it. I guess it was pretty popping on Monday night. I always find out about these meteor showers after they happen, but apparently at its peak, there was 100 meteors per hour. It was the best in the southwest and the western parts of the United States. It's called the Perseid meteor shower because the portion of the sky that's most illuminated is right by the Perseus constellation, but it happens every single year, like around like late July, or I guess it starts happening in mid-July and then it goes until now. And I don't know, I never see it. Or when I do go out or like go to a place to view it, it's always a little bit underwhelming. I don't know.
Well, I live in the city, so for me, I feel like this stuff doesn't apply, so I get kind of bummed out about it, and I only can appreciate it, you know, online. Like, oh, show me some high-def pictures, because it's not like I can look outside and even see a star.
Totally. Yeah, they did. So NASA did a live stream of it, and apparently it was pretty popping. It's pretty sweet. But it's interesting because this happens at the same time every single year, and it's when the Earth goes through its orbit, and it runs into debris left behind by the ancient comet Swift-Tuttle, which sounds crazy. I don't know. It's wild. There's just like a bunch of space dust out there, and we just run into it every single year around this time, and then it makes the big meteor shower.
Thank you, NASA, for having a live stream of that I didn't watch and that I will probably go look up later on YouTube.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, seriously, go check it out. It could be great. I don't know.
What we get for number two?
Simone Biles. Man, she is so freaking awesome. So this past week, she lifted the first triple-double during her floor exercise at U.S. Gymnastics this past week. So we got three twists, two flips. I just watched it. I had to watch it like six times because it doesn't make any sense. She's 22 years old. She won five medals at the Rio Olympics. She was the most decorated female athlete of Rio 2016. So five medals, four of them gold. She won the female all-around in the gymnastics. She's looking to defend that title in Tokyo next year. And it looks like she's going to be, because she's superhuman. I mean, she flies through the air. It's absolutely phenomenal. So I don't know if you haven't seen her do her triple-double, I mean, you got to go to the YouTube and give it a peep. It's wild.
Yeah, she is so impressive. I mean, I had to slow down that video, go frame by frame, because it was just so fast. There was no way I could have, like, how did the judges see this? I was like, what just happened? That was incredible. Like, the height she had to get just to be able to do all that and get a perfect landing. I don't know how anybody can beat this chick. She's, like, incredible.
I know. And she sticks the landing. I know, same. If I was a judge, I'd be like, hey, could you stop real quick right there? We need to, like, take a second to digest what you just did.
Right.
And it was the very first opening passage of her floor routine. Yeah, I don't. They must know. The judge must have like a list in front of them that's like, hey, by the way, she's going to do triple-double here. Because if they have to determine what the heck she's doing and then score it, it's too hard. She's too quick. She's too wild.
Every award and every trophy she gets, she absolutely deserves. She's like incredible. I'm always impressed by her and anybody else who just does gymnastics, just because I can't even do like a tuck and roll.
Do a good old tuck and roll.
I can't do a tuck and roll.
Oh, that's great. Fun to do that. Just run around and flip and twist.
Right. Like, wouldn't that be so cool to be able to do that? I can't tumble. I feel like I'm going to break my neck. I'm like, okay, I'm halfway there. Let me just fall to the side. Like,
Like, sitting on the floor, can you, like, roll backwards?
Oh, yeah, I can roll backwards. It's the forward one I have problems with. I'm like, what's happening
here? Backwards roll is a little bit easier. I can do a backflip into a pool.
Oh, well, into the water, yeah, if you're landing somewhere safely. I'm not going to face plant somewhere.
I know. How is she doing this on land? Simone, come on the show. Explain us your tricks.
What do we get for number one?
We got Hong Kong, and that is trending right now because the international airport is basically non-functional right now because of a group of protesters that kind of occupied the premises for the past week. Been going on for the past 5 days, and it's interesting, too, because the protesters are, like, extremely polite about it. They're apologizing to everybody. They're actually even passing out pamphlets explaining their position and why they're protesting. They're just like, dude, the government's not listening to us, and so we have to take some drastic measures. And you know, the protests have been going on since June, but now they're kind of trying to get a little bit more attention from the government. So, yeah, I got to be a travel nightmare right now if you're trying to go in and out of Hong Kong. The operations are, as far as I know, basically shut down.
Yeah, I had to look this up because I was like, why are they like going crazy in Hong Kong? It's some kind of extradition law that they have, and they don't like it because apparently mainland China can just pull anybody out from Hong Kong and put them in jail in China. And they feel like, hey, if they can do that, they kind of infringe on our freedoms here, because I guess Hong Kong is its own little entity because it has something about way back when Britain owned it, and they made like a little pact, like, hey, it's a free democracy here until, like, I think it's 2040 something. So it's coming up.
It's an interesting situation. Hong Kong does run like pretty much autonomously from the rest of China, and so there is this legislation proposed that would allow extraditions to the mainland where the courts are controlled by the Communist Party. So yeah, it's kind of infringing on that autonomous state, and so they're taking some drastic measures to make sure that their voices are heard. So, yeah, definitely an interesting situation to keep an eye on, but if you're booking any flights to China, don't go through Hong Kong anytime soon.
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense now why they're flying the American flag, because I'm like, why are they doing that? Are they trying to get their independence? No, it's because it's like a freedom thing of they want their freedom for certain things. So I was like, oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense. I mean, there's not a lot of information. Well, thankfully, Google has all the stuff you can get from it, right?
Right, yep. Yeah, no, I was educating myself on it, too. I wasn't fully aware of the situation either.
So what do we get for the YouTube video?
We've got the Little Women official trailer, and this movie looks so good. So this is Louisa May Alcott's beloved novel, Little Women, and we've got Emma Watson, Saoirse Ronan, Greta Gerwig is directing it, Timothy Chalamet, Meryl Streep. I mean, such a star-studded cast, and it's awesome. Also, going back to Friends, remember when Joey reads the book, and he's like, wait, how scared are these women? Are we talking like, or how little are these women? Are we talking like scary little? Which is pretty good. Joey reads that, he cries, he gets pretty fired up on it. He's pretty sad when Beth dies, spoiler alert. But it's going to be a great movie. It's coming out in December 25th, yeah, Christmas, this upcoming year. Check out the trailer. It's just going to be good. And especially with a cast like that. I mean, Greta Gerwig and Saoirse Ronan, if you remember, were the star-studded kind of duo in Lady Bird, which I thought should have won the Academy Award that year. But it's going to be great. I'm fired up.
Okay, so I watched the trailer, and I'm not sure about Emma Watson's American accent, but it was only a couple of lines. We can't really judge right now, so I'm just waiting for the movie, or a second trailer for that, because I'm curious, how good is her American accent? A lot of British actors can do really good American accents, but I'm a little afraid about Emma Watson. Does she have the gall to do it? Can she really dig down deep and find her American accent? That's what I'm curious about.
That's good. Now, I can always count on you to be hypercritical about these things. Yeah, I didn't really pay attention to the accent, but I will rewatch. I'm curious now. I mean, it's crazy. Like, Saoirse Ronan is she's Irish, right? I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And she, like, has obviously a very thick Irish accent, but watching her in Lady Bird, you know, growing up in Sacramento and having, like, a bit of a Sacramento-y accent is just totally crazy to me that somebody can manipulate their voice like that. So, I don't know. I'm Watson, I guess. I got to give a closer look to her ability to do such.
I mean, think about, like, how important accents are. Because do you remember Winona Ryder, when she did a British accent? And it was just, like, halfway through the movie, she just went back to her American accent. It was so bad.
Man, that's pretty good. I wonder if that'll happen this time.
No. Right?
Wait, what movie did she do that in? I don't remember that.
There was Dracula. She had a British accent, and it was horrible. And there was another movie where it was a period piece. And was it Little Women? No, I don't think so. But it was horrible. And I was just like, what are you doing? Oh, another bad accent. Kevin Costner in Robin Hood. They didn't even bother. He was supposed to be British. Uh-uh. They just were like, don't even bother, Kevin. Just keep doing your regular voice.
Man, you always surprise me with your, like, super weird niche, really deep knowledge on certain subjects. Like when you just busted out all those different mascots for the old soda drinks that we were talking about, like, a couple months ago, and now all these bad actors, or all these bad accents, and all these various bizarre movies. Like, you surprise me. You always got something up your sleeve.
I have too much time on my hands. I watch too much movies.
Not useless knowledge, but obscure knowledge, for sure.
It comes in handy, like right now. Boom.
There you go. That's what you need to be a successful radio host.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for joining me, man. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, I'll talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.